Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg this afternoon. Bob and Kelly, opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. What a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. Great place to cater any upcoming Christmas festivities that you may have. They do a wonderful job, and no matter the size of your party, Dickey's can make sure that it's excellent when it comes to the food. We appreciate all that Dickey's does. Hey, don't forget about our podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. Or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And that podcast is available just a few minutes after the show concludes every day here on these Super Talk radio stations. Let's kick off the show today. Let's go to our buddy down at the Sun Herald on the Gulf Coast, Scott Watkins, great sports writer for that fine newspaper down there. All right, Scott, the dust is settled. The football season is over. Troy did manage to, your alma mater, did manage to do what we all expected, to end the season. But as you look back, what are the big surprises that may jump out at you about the 2024 Sun Belt football season?
I think maybe the biggest surprise to me outside of the Southern Miss season might be looking at App State finishing sixth over there in the Sun Belt East at 5-6, and of course, the announcement came this morning, I can't keep up the time anymore. Sean Clark let go at App State. Big change for them. That's a program that expects to win and win at a high level. They had not had a losing season since 2013. That to me kind of jumps off the page as the biggest surprise. And then maybe Texas State going 7-5 with a roster that a lot of us thought would compete for a playoff spot this year.
Right. Is Marshall and Louisiana anyway a surprise to you?
Maybe a little bit. I thought that Marshall, Georgia Southern, James Madison, I thought all of those teams were kind of right around 8-win teams before the year started. So for the fall off of App State to happen, it's not really surprising that one of those three teams takes over and wins the East. Now, Marshall doing with 6 straight wins is really impressive. Louisiana, I thought, was the next best team in the Sun Belt West after Texas State, with the Bobcats not doing as well as they are, or as well as expected. Not terribly surprising that the Cajuns are the team that kind of steps up and takes that spot. I thought coming in they were as close to where they were with Billy Napier since he left, and I think they are quite as every bit as good as when they were under Napier.
Yeah, I think that's right. Scott, I'm going to be honest with you. I think at the start of the year, we all really bought into the idea that Southern Miss would have a good football season. And, you know, we were told that the talent level had never been better. You know, the team had not been this good in a number of years. And as it turns out, it may be arguably the worst team Southern Miss has ever put on a football field. How big a surprise is the collapse of the football program to you?
You know, if you just jump from August to now, I mean, it's a massive surprise. You never would have expected it. This is probably the last thing that you thought could possibly happen. But the way time works, you know, we've slowly gotten to this point, and you saw the Kentucky game. And then you saw the games that followed after that. You saw USF kind of fall apart in the second half, and then you go to Jacksonville State, and I think that was the moment. That was the moment everybody thought, okay, something is terribly wrong here. Something this isn't going to work. And it just snowballed from there. So you got an idea pretty quickly, mid-September, that this was not what we expected it to be.
Yeah, Kelly, I think he's right. I think Scott nailed it. I think the Jacksonville State game was the eye-opener when you thought, oh, this is not good.
The litmus test was going to be, right. And the fact that they really didn't blow out southeastern Louisiana,
right,
which you would have expected to have been a 52-10 type of game,
right,
and it wasn't. I think there were people even asking questions then. But Scott, in the preseason polls down at Media Day in New Orleans at the Sun Belt Conference Media Days, there was a lot of talk down there about how much stock do you really put in these preseason polls because of the transfer portal, because of the NIL, you know, that these are just a shot in the dark. So based on what you said about Sean Clark being let go at App State, you know, how much can you really tell about these preseason polls? So it might not have been that big a surprise that App State wasn't that good, or just how much faith should we put now in these preseason polls?
Not a lot. You know, I really think that one of the biggest surprises to me, the thing that I kept talking about when that poll came out, was Troy was number one. Why is Troy number one? They have nobody left on that team, nobody left in that program from last year. And here they are, 4-8. Times are different now. You have no idea, especially at this level when roster turnover is even greater, because you have starters that are being picked off by power conference teams, and that's not what happens in a power conference quite as much. And so you really do not know what you're going to see before the season starts. So I think going forward, you know, the coaches are going to have their preseason poll. They're going to say this, they're going to say that. They don't know. They don't know what they expect. If you want proof, look at the Southern Miss season. Look at what Will Hall thought about his team in the summer. Look how it turned out. These coaches don't know what's happening in the conference.
And see, and I think that's kind of dangerous, because you could argue that Sean Clark was let go this year because of this season and the expectations of this season. But that's my point, is I don't know that you can really tell about any of these teams now and the way that they can transform. And what Bryant Vincent, even though Louisiana Monroe, you know, came back down to earth the second half of the season, I still think all in all it was a great year for the Warhawks and what he did in year one. So who's to know anymore who to pick first and who to pick last?
That's absolutely true. I mean, you really got to – I think you have to know exactly what you've got as far as, you know, the starters and whatnot to be able to tell who's number one. I say, you know, don't scrap the poll, you know, because we need the conversations in,
sure,
in July. But you cannot, you absolutely cannot rely on it to decide what's gonna go down.
Scott, you make a great point that in the summertime, those of us that do sports talk shows every day need something to talk about. you're excited. All right, so we're beginning to see Southern Miss players enter the portal. And obviously, I mean, let me hit the dead horse one more time. There's a coaching change about to take place. Do you expect to see a mass exodus with the Southern Miss roster, Scott?
That is a great, great question. And I think that's one that a lot of people maybe are on two different sides of as far as what they want and what they expect. It would depend on the hire. You have the window opening very quickly upcoming. And it also depends. It's a two-way thing, and it's not something that I really think that you can predict. This is a situation where the coach is going to have his guys and his own eval, and the players are going to have their own decisions to make. So I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to say one thing or the other. This is a roster that it's hard to tell whether or not these guys were good or whether or not the coaches were really bad. We don't really know. I think there's some clear players like, you know, you got Chris Jones, you got Jesse Lowski, you got those type of guys, Jalen Washington, that you want to keep around. And I think that is, if you're a fan, you kind of just pinpointing a few guys and say, look, this player we need to stick around. Everyone else can go. And so I think that that's kind of what you want to be watching for.
I think that's probably right. All right, I'm going to let you throw your two cents in here, because every person that owns a computer, as you know, Scott, is now a journalist, and they all have sources. What do your sources tell you? Is Charles Huff the man down here?
Charles Huff? No, I'm kidding. Charles Huff, I think, I think that if Jeremy McClain had pinpointed a non-active head coach whose season was either continuing or over or whatever, we'd have a press conference yesterday.
I think
if it wasn't, you know, an active head coach with a game still to play, we'd have a press conference yesterday. So take that what you will.
Well, I just think you just hit the nail on the head, Scott Watkins. You agree, don't you, Kelly?
And I do. And I do know that there are different realtors around town who have taken calls today from different people at the university looking for housing.
Yeah, but that's people moving out of your neighborhood now that they realize you've bought.
No, this is.
Oh, okay.
This is a side note.
Oh, okay.
This is specifically dealing with football and for assistant coaches. So I mean, whoever it is, the deal is done.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't be looking for housing, you know, for assistant coaches if they didn't already know that somebody was headed this way.
So what do you think, Scott? We'll hear the announcement after the Sun Belt Championship game.
Yeah, I think it's going to come after Saturday, possibly Sunday.
All right. Scott, we appreciate it, man. Always good to have you on our program. We thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Scott Watkins, everybody. Biloxi Sun-Herald. I think kid does a great job. Covers it. You know, that's one of the last standing newspapers, Kelly. That'd be an interesting subject one day. What separates the Sun-Herald from, say, the Clarion-Ledger?
Well, I don't know why, when clearly, as you said, everybody can be a journalist these days, not
everybody
even have to go to school.
Everybody has a laptop is now a journalist. There's no question about that.
And they do have those sources.
I only wish I had those sources. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmark, campusbookmark.net. We got to go down there, Kelly, between now and Christmas and do a show with Miss Kathleen. I think I'm going to set that up.
I would love that. That'd be great. She's always a lot of fun.
She's a great lady, and they got great apparel down there, got stuff for your house, for your car. If there's a Golden Eagle on your list, like in my house, hell, everybody is a Golden Eagle that's on my shopping list. That's the place to go, Campus Bookmark, campusbookmark.net. Don't forget about Mo Bay Beignet Company. Boy, today would be a good day for some hot coffee and some fresh beignets.
Well, it's dead week, too, and the students like to go over there and study, you know, because finals are next week.
Right.
So they like to go over there. That's a big study spot for the students.
2902 Hardy Street. You can check out their Facebook page, Mo Bay Beignet Company. Great folks down there. Big, big baseball fans, and just a great place to enjoy some good meals. Okay, Kelly, so we've been kind of tossing this around, you know, unofficially about players that are going to come, players are going to stay. One of the first ones all of us around here have said, man, we need to keep that place kicker. He kicked a 59-yard field goal. He sure was a bright spot. Bad news.
Hasta la vista, baby. In the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator, Connor Gibbs, the place kicker for Southern Miss, has entered the transfer portal. So you have to think that these Southern Miss players, too, know that something is, you know, is coming, and it might not necessarily be good news. Will Saxon, a two-year starter on the line with 2 years of eligibility left, played 27 games for Southern Miss. He has said he's out. Joseph Cryer, also in the transfer portal for Southern Miss. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, interestingly, in the Sun Belt Conference, Ahmad Hardy out of Lawrence County High School, who was the stud running back for Louisiana Monroe this year with 1,350 yards and 13 touchdowns. He is leaving Monroe. Bob, he said he's done at Monroe. So, you know,
it's just all
puts up those numbers, and then, you know, the grass will probably be greener in some type of NIL deal for him somewhere else. But it's not just the players. as we sit here and speak, are you ready? These are the schools who right now need head football coaches. You ready?
Yeah.
Appalachian State, Alabama A&M, Ball State, Central Michigan, Charlotte. FAU just hired Coach Zach Kittley, so we can scratch them off. Florida International, Fresno State, Kennesaw State just hired Jerry Mack, so you can scratch the Owls off the list. North Carolina, Purdue, Sul Ross State down in Alpine, Texas. Southern Miss, Sam Houston State. Temple just hired Casey Keeler, so you can add, that was the Sam Houston coach that went to Temple. Tulsa, Central Florida, UMass, Utah State, and West Virginia.
Yeah.
All of those schools in the market for head coaches. And, of course, when one domino falls, then dominoes start falling at other schools. You know, when we talked about the coach at Case Keeler being hired to go to Temple, and he was at Sam Houston State. So now you got a situation at Sam Houston State going on.
Let me say this. I read something last night, and I think this is a great illustration of how upside-down college athletics are now. The Sanders kid, the quarterback, Deion Sanders' son, is it Sherrod?
Shador
Sanders, bought one of his offensive linemen a $200,000 sports car to thank him for his work this year. Then I go on to read that he's making six. Are you sitting down? I find this hard to believe that it's accurate. $6 million a year? Could that possibly be true?
Sure, it could be true.
You've got a college quarterback buying a $200,000 car for one of the offensive linemen. That's what you used to hear Tom Brady and guys like that do, you know, that really have earned that kind of money. Kelly, I know I'm beating the dead horse, and I can hear the young fans, right? Well, get it's just an old guy. He don't understand. Well, no, that's not what college athletics is supposed to be.
Well, and if they're making that kind of money, then my question would be, why don't they pay for their tuition?
Well, that's a damn good question.
I mean, if they're, you know, because that's money, right? I mean, that's why people join the Eagle Club.
That's
and things
serious
like,
money.
Is to pay for the tuitions of these athletes, you know, that are coming into the fold. So, but until you know, the NCAA, till Congress or somebody steps up and does something about, but the root of the whole thing is society at large. We have got priorities so messed up in this country and in this world to where that sports have taken such a, and we want to know why some of these in youth baseball and youth soccer and some of these youth sports, why parents are over the top crazy is because of now the money that you're talking about with some of,
because they all believe their children are going to be
of
the,
course
the next superstar.
And first it was the pros, now it's college. It's reasonable to assume, when is it going to filter down to high school? When are colleges going to start giving high school kids $1 million to commit to them?
Now, Coach, I know he's slow, and I know he can't catch, and I know he's not very tough, but my baby should be starting.
That's right. That's right. And that's the argument.
Have you ever heard that, Kelly?
They'll even complain now about what positions their kids are playing.
Correct.
You know, and where they are in the batting order. That's just, correct, you know, baseball-wise. But I'm just saying, it's logical to assume that it's going to filter down to the high school, where the high school kids are going to start, you know, they're going to...
Are there high school kids getting NIL deals in parts of the country? I would assume there
I think
are.
Yeah, I think there
I
are.
I would assume there probably are.
Yeah, if not, again, just for their... for their commitment, you know, to the school. Yeah. And, you know, yesterday when we were talking about the Huff situation and Andrew Abbott talked something about, you know, maybe a gentleman's agreement. Look, when you're talking about this type of money, you've got to have ink dried on a contract.
Jeremy McClain's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
And he's not going to.
Yeah, whether you agree with his decisions or not is beside the point. Well, he's a business person and knows that you can't, that you got to have this sewn up.
Jeremy's smart.
You know?
Jeremy's not going to do anything dumb. I can assure everybody of that. Kelly, do you look to see just a wholesale turnover of roster on the football program?
I do. Even if there are maybe 5 to 10 kids that on the talent level could play, I do expect it, because if nothing else, whoever the new coach is, you know, they want a complete wholesale break. They don't want anybody to say, oh, well, he's left over from, you know, so that whether they win or whether they lose, it's on their watch.
Okay. And that would include coaches too, correct?
Yeah. I would not anticipate any coaches, any I'm saying any being retained. You know, you hate it because these are people with families and kids and things like that, but it's kind of what they signed up for.
They know what it's like.
Yeah, they know what getting into that profession. But see, one of the things that Will Hall was criticized about is not judging talent very well. So with all due respect to the guys, you know, if they're not up to the task anyway, they shouldn't be playing Division
I. And there's a misconception about football scholarships too. Athletic scholarships in general. That's not a guarantee. You get a scholarship, we're not guaranteeing you, we being the school, we're
four
not
years.
Guaranteeing you 4 years of a scholarship. We can take that away from you anytime we choose.
The only person that is guaranteed
is the coach.
Is the guy at the top. You know, the assistant coaches get the short end of the stick. You want to know why all these guys want to be head coaches with the pressure and stuff that goes along with it. It's because win, lose, or draw, they got a nice paycheck coming in.
Right.
And Will Hall's going to continue to have a nice paycheck, you know, coming in.
Right.
Now, meanwhile, down at Houston, Willie Fritz, Will Hall's old boss at Tulane, has fired his offensive coordinator at Houston.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so the plot thickens. And you would think that, you know, whatever the payoff was with Will and the stipulations based on that money, Will Hall is not the type of guy that's going to sit still.
No.
He's already been interviewing for jobs. He wants to coach next year.
Right.
Even if it means having to give that money back to Southern Miss or whatever, he wants to coach. So it would not surprise me, although I know there have been other antennas out for other teams, wouldn't surprise me at all if he reteams with Willie Fritz at the University of Houston in the Big 12.
I got you. No, that wouldn't surprise me a bit. All right, Kelly, I know you know everything. Why are they playing basketball at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday?
I know everything except that.
Okay.
And the women are playing at 12 noon on Thursday. So there's got to be some sort. It might be in conjunction with the City of Hattiesburg Parade.
Should we ask this guy?
The Kelnack the Magnificent? Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't know he was coming from the East.
No, I just thought he might know why they're playing it.
Normally, he gives two-bit tours of the Holy Land over Christmas to make some extra money.
Hear the howling women with a...
That's your favorite part.
I love this part. there she is. It's Christmas, everybody.
That star over there, you know, has some significance. But you know, we're just very quickly. You have to wonder about if Will Hall wants to be a head coach again. If this was such a disaster and such a debacle, would anybody hire him as a head coach again? Not that anybody's losing any sleep over it, but that's a tough one.
An interesting question. I don't know. I've kind of wondered that myself. Do you think he'd be willing to go back to the Gulf South conference like that, where he had a lot of success? Are the egos of coaches won't allow him to do that?
Well, it comes down to paychecks. It comes down to the money. And look, he loves calling plays. He loves being an offensive coordinator. And I think he probably, and I don't want to speak for him, I'm speculating, that he probably even thinks, you know what, maybe OC is where I need to be.
Right.
And that's okay, you know.
Rumor has it that Luke Johnson may be the next head football coach.
Dr. Luke Johnson?
Dr. Luke Johnson, Hall of Famer doctor. Hall of Fame doctor. Dr. Hall of Fame.
Most importantly, husband to Lauren. Yes.
We'll see what he says about those rumors next.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, and it's a great place to go for lunch, great place to go for dinner, great place to watch a ball game. I bet you the conference championship game will be on the TVs, Kelly, at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
And look, any football game of any note is always there. They've got trivia on Wednesday nights. They've got Golden Tee golf. They've got darts. They've got billiards. Everything you need, man, including lots of good fellowship at 4th Street.
Yeah, it's just a great place. Right there in the shadow of the rock, 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also, want to say hello to our good friends at Inda Bay Spring Water, Mississippi-owned and operated from a natural spring in Stone County. It's premium water. It's very, very good. You'll find it at corner markets throughout the Pine Belt and certain Walmarts. Give them a try. You deserve Venda Bay. And remember, Kelly, not all water is created equal.
Yeah, nothing stripped, nothing added.
That's exactly what's here on the screen.
That's the way it tasted to me.
You're just a broadcast pro.
I try.
Our next guest, we're not really sure how to introduce him. This should be Dr. Johnson, Dr. Hall of Famer Johnson.
Or as they said in The Wizard of Oz, the King of the Forest.
Whatever you want to call him, here he is, Luke Johnson. How are you, Luke?
Well, I mean, I did at the M Club Hall of Fame banquet, I did mention y'all's names, and they quit bringing me tea and other things.
They cut the food off. Yeah. Luke was the only guy at the banquet that didn't get fed because he mentioned me.
Don't mention their names again.
All right, Luke Johnson, the season's over. Mercifully, I think that's a fair thing to say. As you look at the situation that exists now, we were talking earlier about some kids that have already entered the portal. Are you looking for a mass exodus of players into the transfer portal, Luke?
Well, you know, it depends on the conversations that have been had with guys on the roster. And, I mean, I think Reed Stringer has worked really hard. And, you know, if you listen to his press conferences the last couple weeks, he's worked really hard to make sure that, you know, the next guy is set up for success. He said that, and I think part of that is encouraging guys to stay here. Of course, he's been in Hattiesburg for a while, and I really do think Reed wants – you know, our football program to succeed after he's no longer part of it, whatever that looks like and whenever that is. But, and so, yeah, I think you will see guys leave, as we already have seen guys leave. But I think there'll be other guys who, you know, will find out who the new coach is. And the turnaround time with them, you know, not announcing it this week and taking time to do that, it will be interesting to see that dynamic. If more guys or less guys hit the portal and what impact, you know, not making an announcement Monday turns out to be. I do think, though, that this is one of those things that they've already well thought through and prepared for. And, you know, there will be, I think it's probably less than 10 guys that will, you know, sign this week and probably leave the rest of the scholarships available for the new coach. And you got to assume whoever he is that comes in, he'll hit the portal hard, and that's wherever, whoever the new coach is has been doing it at his old job, and so you would expect that the portal would be something that we would use to our advantage as well.
Well, I know you played for Jeff Bauer, so you didn't really go through a coaching change, but so realistically, a new coach comes in. Do we live in a world where a new coach may sit down certain players and say, you know, son, I wish you the best, but you're not going to fit into the scheme here, blah, blah, blah. I mean, do you anticipate any of that happening, or does that not happen in the world of college football?
Yeah, I mean, that happens everywhere. And, I mean, under Will's staff, there were times where they, you know, told guys, you know, you probably need to enter the portal. And, I mean, that happens in every sport. I mean, that's what, you know, with a coaching staff that's already in place, that's what exit interviews are for. So, yeah, I mean, I could see that happening, and especially after spring ball and after, you know, that coaching staff has an opportunity to view the roster. But, you know, I could see where for some guys it's maybe the writing's already on the wall for how they weren't utilized this year for whatever. But, I mean, I do think you will have certain guys that we consider playmakers that will continue to play football at Southern Miss.
Luke, experience aside, resume aside, I want to talk about personal traits in a new head coach. If the search was up to you, based on your coverage and knowledge of the Southern Miss program, what personal traits would you like to see the new coach have?
I mean, I think there's got to be a component of more discipline and accountability. As far as one thing we saw a lot this year that everybody really to a man has said is, you know, just the false starts, some of the after the whistle penalties or the 15-yard varieties. So I do think there needs to be some of that. I think there needs to be some mental toughness. For instance, anybody that was watching the James Madison Marshall game, you know, you saw why Marshall's playing in the championship game. They're down 17-0, and they come back and, you know, they win it in overtime. And so I think there's characteristics like that. You know, as far as whoever the next guy is, he's got to be able to utilize everything at his disposal as far as the portal and as far as NIL. I feel like whoever we get will come in and be pleasantly surprised in a good way at how Southern Miss, the fan base, has bought into NIL. I mean, you're talking, we'll have a top three or four NIL in the conference. And, you know, with what some of the numbers being thrown around, what we're willing to pay for a coach and the assistant pool, I mean, I think whoever comes in will say, hey, I've got what I need to turn it around quick.
Well, when people have asked me about Charles Huff in particular, and of course I've only met him in interviews on media days and whatnot, so I talk to the Huntington guys, and I'll say, describe this guy to me, and we're just talking about Huff in particular. The first description that always comes to mind is this guy is old school, hard-nosed, iron-fisted. Those were three descriptions. And when Southern Miss people have asked about, you know, traits about Charles, I simply repeated those. And almost always, Luke, they said, good, good. So besides the false starts and things like that, why do you feel that so many people seem to be very happy that, if it is Huff or whatever, and those are the characteristics that people want to see that?
Well, you need some tough love. When guys, you need a coach, you know, that's going to hold guys accountable. So there's a time to love on people, and there's a time to hard love on people. For instance, I know this is just with me. I had a pretty bad play against UAB one time in a game. Dropped a snap, led to a touchdown. Bauer comes over, pats me on the head, doesn't chew on me. Come and pats me on the head, says, hey, you're going to do what it takes to help us win this football game. And two or three punts later, I ripped off a 60-plus. And then there were times that he chewed me. And this time, you know, he chewed me in practice, get on to me. And I remember there were times where he would do that to – it didn't matter who you were. And so there's got to be the measure of accountability – but the accountability for every person. And if you recruit well and use the portal the right way, then you believe you can sit guys to teach guys lessons when you believe in who's behind them as well. And so, you know, I would say that would be the dynamic, not just love. Players need to know that you care about them, but there needs to be some tough love and accountability too.
How much of that dynamic has changed with the transfer portal, though, Luke, about sitting somebody when they're not performing well? I mean, do you think that now enters a coach's mind? Well, if I set this kid, he's going to enter the portal first opportunity he gets.
Yeah, I mean, you got to consider the player. At the same time, you can win the battle to, quote, keep that player, but you can lose the war of culture. And so if there's certain guys that think they can get away with anything and they're not going to be held accountable, well, then everybody else is keeping the rules is like, well, what am I doing it for, too?
Right.
So
– right.
There's a fine line you walk, and it depends on who it is, not for the enforcement of rules, but how you enforce the rules.
Well, and there's precedent here, again, talking about Huff from the Huntington guys. It's a part of the problem that the reason that Huff didn't get along with the administration and vice versa is there's a segment of the populace over there that wants Chad Pennington's son, Chad Pennington, a longtime Marshall, you know, played in the NFL, wanted Chad Pennington's son to play. And Charles Huff said, it's my football program. I run it. He's not good enough to play. And that's it. You know, and that stepped on a lot of toes. But a lot of people like the fact that the buck stops with him, if indeed he's the guy.
So, you know, 1 week later, guys, I told you I could be wrong, and I was wrong last week. I thought we were going one direction. I think, we will be introducing a coach early next week, and it appears, you know, to be a guy from West Virginia. We'll see.
Well, and another point real quickly, Luke, we're about out of time. If it were not going to be him, wouldn't there have been an announcement this week?
Yeah, I think the fact that it's not announced, and there's a couple more schools that haven't announced their coaches, but, I mean, I think pretty much we know who we're getting. And, you know, just everybody be patient, and it'll all work out.
All right, brother, we're going to be in your neck of the woods Friday. We're going to be over there at the Laurel Fairgrounds, so come by and say hello to us.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys.
Luke Johnson, everybody. Our buddy, of course. We'll be back. News and notes. Wrap up this edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour Day.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, and it is a great place for Christmas shopping. You can get the gift cards to go to the pro shop. You can get gift cards for upcoming camps and instruction. If you've got baseball, softball players in your family, check them out at DBAT down on Hardy Street. A lot of great gift ideas waiting for you at DBAT on Hardy Street. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are the best on the road today, as is their new showroom on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg. Busy week for the Eagle Hour. Thursday, we'll be in Collins to kick off the Collins Christmas celebration. We'll be in downtown Collins from 1 to 2 o'clock. The midday show from the Super Talk Network will be broadcasting from 10 to 1. We'll be coming on at 1 o'clock in downtown Collins. And then Friday we'll be over at the Laurel Fairgrounds. And that broadcast will be at 1 o'clock as well. A lot of new cool stuff really happening at the Laurel Fairgrounds over in beautiful Jones County. And we're very happy to be a part of that. Want to remind you about our Homes of Hope toy drive. It's now underway, and we plead with you every year, and you respond every single year. We try to provide toys every single Christmas for all the kids at Homes of Hope. And because of you, our great listeners, they've had wonderful Christmas celebrations for the past 10 years. I think this is the 10th or 11th year, perhaps, that we have done the toy drive. It'll take place. It'll culminate on December 18th at the Midtown Corner Market. But between now and then, you can donate toys at Mississippi Made and More on Highway 98, on all the Corner Market food stores in the Pine Belt, Jack's Hamburgers in Purvis, Ellisville, and Laurel, I believe. The Community Bank on Highway 98 here in Hattiesburg, Parish Tractor Company on Highway 49 North. Please go by and donate a toy. If you're shopping at Corner Market, you can grab a toy. You can grab some canned food. You can throw it in the toy boxes, and we'll be happy to take them the food and the toys, and we'll be giving that all to those kids on December the 18th. Kelly.
And you know, Bob, lots of times people say, why did you choose to live in Mississippi, of course, I've been here a long, long time, but I always point to one statistic, and it seems like it's this every single year. Compared to per capita income, the percentage of Mississippi's income, people who, making their money, a higher percentage goes to charity than any other state in the country. So if there's any state that, quote unquote, couldn't afford to give, it would be us.
But we do.
We're always number one in percentage of our overall income being given to charity. So that's a reason right there.
Well, you're at every Eagle Hour remote that we do to culminate the toy drive. You see for yourself how generous our listeners are.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm going, the kids at Homes of Hope, I don't know how they're going to have to sort through all that.
Yeah, but that's a great thing.
Oh, yeah, that's sure. Sure, that's it's better to have more than not enough, right?
That's exactly right. All right, Kelly, news and notes.
Yeah, congratulations to Jack McDonald, Southern Miss Sports Information Director, one of them over there. Jack was cited by the Sun Belt Conference as one of the top 30 under 30, a mover and shaker under the age of 30. And Jack keeps us up to date with all of the basketball statistics and so on. Jack actually graduated from Iowa State University, where I went as well. And again, Sun Belt Conference naming Jack McDonald SID at Southern Miss one of the top 30 under 30. Next thing on the calendar, Thursday, the doubleheader that we talked about earlier in the program, women's basketball and men's basketball, a doubleheader beginning at noon. The women will play at noon. The men will host Alabama State. The Hornets, the Fighting Hornets, that'll be at 2:30, I think. On
will you find out why?
Why we're See, I'm just thinking out. I will find out, but I'm just thinking that I think the city of Hattiesburg Christmas parade is Thursday afternoon, and they kind of wanted to make it a, you know, and the city of Hattiesburg Mayor Toby Barker's a Southern Miss person, and I think they're probably they try to coordinate a lot of their events so that they don't overlap. You know,
are his sleeves rolled up?
Well, anytime he's working, you know, those sleeves are rolled
up. And of course, he's a politician, so that's 24/7.
So, or certainly when there are cameras around, right? but that's my guess. But we will find out for sure why such odd times, because the kids are in school. You know, the little kids are in school at that time.
Doesn't make any sense.
Okay. And really, when you think about conference play, again, back in the old days, you wouldn't get into the conference part of your schedule until after the first of the year. Well, Southern Miss, on the men's side, their first conference basketball game is the 21st, which is coming up, you know, against Marshall. Right. So they kick off Sun Belt Conference play pretty early this year at the 21st.
But I got some big news before the show is over. Last night, maybe because of national news, I don't know, my wife gave me a 10-year pardon, and she's pardoned me back 10 years for all the times I've peed her off, and I'm completely free. So Hunter and I are going to have dinner Saturday night to celebrate.
You and Hunter Biden.
Yes, we're tight. You didn't know that? We're pretty tight.
I did not know that you
we're
guys.
We're as tight as you and Bad Bunny.
I know that you and Dweezil Zappa are pretty tight.
We're real tight.
And you're going to get
we're like besties.
You're going to get to go see him.
Besties.
Right?
Yes, my beautiful, wonderful daughter has bought me front row seats for my wife and I to see the great Dweezil Zappa on January 15th in New Orleans.
Well, to add to that gift, Bob, and I'm just going to surprise you, I got some stuff in my glove compartment that you can take along with you.
That I can take to the concert? Yes. I'm really looking forward to that. But don't give it to me before then or I probably won't be able to hang on to it.
Now that it's not that big a deal, right?
Right, exactly. Kelly, you're not right. Well, that wraps up the Eagle Hour for this day. Maybe the last one ever. We don't know. Hopefully, we'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And if we are, Southern Miss.
To the top! Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.